just wanted to explain the different levels of Reiki. So I teach traditional Usui Reiki, which was formalized by Dr. Mikao Usui. There are several different spin-offs of Reiki today, which is absolutely fine if you feel like you resonate with a different type of Reiki. I have, as well as doing my mastership in traditional Usui Reiki, I've also done my crystal Reiki master. So that is another type of Reiki as well. I don't teach it because I've really learned throughout my experience and through teaching my own students that the best thing to do is basically learn one type of healing modality, in terms of energy healing and how to do some sort of hands-on healing, and then you can really develop your own healing method the way that you want to. So once you feel familiar enough and experienced enough, you can really tune into your intuition and your own intuitive self to really be able to make your practice your very own. And that's what I really, really encourage my students. So level one is all about self-healing and healing our loved ones. It is a massive jump to go from nothing to level one, and there can be quite a profound transformation of the self after doing level one. Level one will crack open your heart, basically. And I say all you need to do is come with an open mind and to allow that cracking of the heart to really occur. It is the hardest thing for us to unconditionally love ourselves and our loved ones, because we come into our relationships with condition and with expectation, right? So we are most hardest on ourselves and most judgmental of ourselves, and then of course on our loved ones as well. So level one is a really big step into learning Reiki. If you can essentially put aside any condition and expectation and try to just unconditionally love yourself and another person, that is all you need to be able to do in order to facilitate Reiki. Okay. Level one is all about learning what energy is, what healing is, what Reiki is. We go through the history of Reiki. We learn about protecting ourselves and our boundaries. In my classes, I introduce you to using crystals, and I also talk about the chakra system and how we can use the chakra system to really help us throughout our Reiki practice as well. And of course, the most important thing is a practice of the self-healing component and also a practice on another person in the class. Level two is really about, we move away from the heart and we move up to the third eye, and it's really about developing your intuition. So we start to learn the art of reading energy a little bit more. So now by the time someone comes into their level two, they've had a good practice of what Reiki is and the hand positions, and they start to feel comfortable with playing with energy or feeling the energy and channeling the Reiki energy. And really what it's about now is about how to intuitively trust yourself and how to strengthen your intuition as well. Level two is a beautiful real formalization of the Reiki healing. So what we do in level two is really deepen our understanding of energy, and that happens when we learn how to do a distance healing, which is incredibly profound, because we actually get to witness for our very selves the fact that you don't even need to be in the room, let alone touching another person, for the energy healing to work, which is absolutely amazing. The other thing that we go through in level two is also how to do a the symbols. So we start introducing the first three symbols of Reiki into our practice. Now, the symbols are really just another tool in terms of deepening your Reiki practice. And you know, you can be a little bit skeptical about whether or not they even do anything. But I promise you that once you start feeling a connection to the symbols, they really can help to amplify and enhance the Reiki experience for yourself and also for your clients, or you know, for your loved ones, whoever you're practicing on. And that brings me to the next point, which is at level two, you in fact get to practice professionally. So you receive your level two certificate, which is second degree, and it is actually allowing you to practice on a professional basis as well. So it allows you to get insurance and to start charging money and all that sort of stuff. That's not to say that you have to. You should be doing those things when you're ready to, but it certainly allows you to do that. In my level one class, I do also offer an optional follow-up one-to-one with me, which allows a student really to ask me any questions in case they're not sure before they want to go on to level two. It also will just help you gain a little bit more confidence, and you know, really just about nurturing whatever you need from me after practicing level one, because it can be quite daunting. So I really want to help prepare my students so that they're ready to do level two. I do generally say waiting for level two at least 1 to 2 months, even more depending on the student, because you need to be prepared for another self transformation, and you also need to be prepared to really deepen that practice as well. And remember, we are opening up the third eye even more, so level two again is another incredible experience that you need to be prepared for in terms of that, and becoming more sensitive to energy and that sort of thing. Level 3A is basically another one day class, but it is the introduction to your mastership, which is all about mastering your life and becoming a master healer. The mastership is a unique apprenticeship mentorship style program that goes over a series of 20 one-on-one sessions with myself, and it is completely unique to you. So whatever you want to get out of your mastership, you make that pact with myself and, you know, and the universe at the beginning of the mastership. And of course it may change over the series of 6 to 12 months or whatever, but it's really about honoring whatever it is that you need and you feel that you want to go through and transform and change in your life. So level 3A is just preparing you for that transition. It doesn't mean you need to do your mastership straight away, but it is saying to the universe, you know what, I am ready to level up and to really raise my awareness, my consciousness, ready to raise my vibration to become the best possible version of myself. As well as deepening your own practice in Reiki and as an energy healer, it also is a completely transformative program in terms of self-mastery. Level 3A also introduces you to the next two symbols, so completes 5 symbols after you do level 2 and level 3A. And the mastership will take you on a journey to actually, it activates another 17 symbols by the end of the series. So it's quite, it is quite powerful. And if you have any skepticism to symbols, using symbols at level two, I can guarantee throughout the mastership that is smashed to pieces. So that pretty much sums up the entire Reiki program and the different course levels. I am actually going to start offering a scholarship for somebody, and I'm opening that up now. If you are interested, I will will put the link in on my Instagram page, which is just at Nourished Energy. I am also going to have it up on my website shortly. And if you are interested and you're listening to this at whatever time, please just contact me for more details. But I am going to be offering one next year. So if you are interested in a scholarship for doing Reiki 1, 2 or 3A, please contact me. I really want to start opening this up. It's really, really important to me to start doing more to try and encourage more and more people to learn Reiki. It is the most amazing gift you could possibly give yourself and to your loved ones, if nothing else. And you know, it's really helped me to transform my own life and to step into my light, and it is such an honor and such a gift to be able to pass it on to others. So anything that I can do to try and make it more accessible is really important to me. So please let me know if you're interested. Okay, sending you all loads of love, loads of Reiki, unconditional love, and hope to speak to you again soon.